everyone.
How is everybody out there in internet land?
Internet land. Mm-hmm. Internet land is cuckoo.
It is a fucked up but fun place.
Man, isn't it though? Mm-hmm. What a juxtaposition.
I mean, who said a little fucking couldn't be fun?
Oh my god. You're listening to Potluck Dinner, episode 17?
Yeah.
Wow! Episode 17!
And just like 2 months ago, we were at episode like 4.
For real. We are really pumping them out.
Yeah. We have to get on ourselves on track.
Exactly.
That's mainly what it is.
And I think we've been doing a really good job at that.
Yeah. So,
kudos to you.
Kudos to you. Kudos to us.
Kudos to us.
Kushos to us.
Kushos to us.
Funs are punny.
This is nothing futs.
I can't think of another one fast enough.
That's it. We're done. That's a lot of thinking.
A whole bunch that we can't do right now.
Yes. So, yes. Welcome to episode 17. If you are a first-time listener, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you enjoy the show. We have a good one for you. And if you are a return listener, we want to thank you so much for coming back and being a part of our foolishness. And yeah.
Chip.
Yep. So, you know, like when we smoke, we like to tell you guys what we're smoking or whatever. We always get elevated.
Yeah.
To do the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm mighty elevated right now.
You have to stay authentic.
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 Yes.
You know?
We giving you the real.
We giving you the real deal.
Valid like salad.
Hey.
So right now we are high.
We had a brownie.
We told you about our friend Trippy Treats. Mm-hmm. Up in the Bronx.
BX.
In the BX. So I went back and got more because I was very pleased with the product. Mm-hmm. And, because we had gotten the space cakes and they weren't.
Did you feel the same way?
I didn't eat it.
You still didn't eat it?
I gave it away.
Oh!
I don't mean that. I had Fruity Pebbles on it. I do not like Fruity Pebbles. Oh, man. So, but they got high off of the Fruity Pebble. I mean, off
okay,
the space cake.
Okay, good.
And there was also, you know what? Let me not rule that out. Okay, because I've done the scientific method. There are actually two variables because both of them ate half of or a quarter of a Reese's peanut butter bar that she makes, and they ate half of the space cake.
At the same time?
Yes. Okay. So I don't know which one worked. However, both of them said they were very high. So that little quarter, that piece that they ate of the Reese's pieces couldn't have gotten them that high.
Yeah.
So I think they did feel it off of the space cake.
All right.
But yes, the Reese's pieces, I had half of that thing. I was dunzo.
Joy to the world.
And so now, I'm pretty dunzo right now.
I wouldn't say I'm dunzo, but I feel it. I mean, I think we definitely feel highs differently.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not at my highest.
No.
But I am pretty high, I will say. Like, higher than I would be if I would have, like, been smoking for, you know. Like, it's... Or maybe it's the kind of weed that she uses in her brownie.
True.
Because it's a very heady high for me.
Yeah. All I want to do is smile. Like,
right.
Like a Joker.
Exactly. Like, I feel like I've been smiling for a long time. Yeah. But my cheeks are killing me. Like, but we have been, like, laughing and shit. So, we've been laughing for, like, a good hour and a half.
Probably.
Just laughing about shit. So, maybe that's part of the reason why. Because, like, I feel like I've been laughing so much that, like, the back of my ear, you know, I don't know if this ever happens to you. But, yeah, the back of your ear starts to hurt because you've been smiling and laughing for so long.
You get, like, that headache feeling.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So, I'm kind of feeling that. I feel it's a very heady high. I mean, I like it, though. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it as well.
Yeah. And we're also...
Was it good for you?
We're also very giggly.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely had the giggles.
I wonder what strain she did use.
Yeah, I would love to know. Can I tell you guys another story about the giggles that I had? Last night, I was at Rite Aid, and the woman behind me is on her cell phone, and she is like, what you say? And then I'm just like, God, she really can't hear this person. So she goes, she stops, and she's like, Vanessa, you're too loud.
Damn. Did you just lower your voice to tell someone that they're too loud?
Yes, but how have you been saying, and the person's too loud? I thought the whole time the person was whispering or they were breaking up.
Yeah.
She is saying that she can't hear someone who is too loud. What? So I went into a laughing fit. Like, I was just like, oh my God. Like, and I'm trying to contain myself. So finally, I get a hold of myself. And then she starts back up again, and she's like, Vanessa, you have to turn down your microphone.
Oh, my God.
Because you are too loud. And I'm like, ma'am, why don't you turn down the volume on your phone if she's too loud?
Something. Hello.
It does not work like that on cell phones where we have mic volumes, bitch. No, like, what?
They don't work.
But I was dead when because she kept saying, Vanessa. And she was like, well, you're just too loud in my ear.
I'm sure Vanessa on the other end was, like, upset. She had to be upset.
And what was Vanessa yelling about?
My motherfucking phone is up, bitch! It's up!
You keep saying, and now I'm yelling, and now you're telling me I'm too loud?
And then this is her on the flip side. Well, I don't know what to tell you because I done talk lower, now I talk high. Oh, shit. What you want me to do? What you want me to do?
Vanessa
was upset.
Vanessa was so tight.
Vanessa was tight. She was like, you know what, motherfucker? I'm just hanging the fuck up. Now, Vanessa actually hung up, and this woman that you saw at Rite Aid was no longer talking to Vanessa. I don't know what she heard on the phone.
Oh, my God. I was dying, y'all. It was hilarious to me, but I was also on brownie, because I feel like I wouldn't have even cared about that conversation if I was sober, but I was hysterically laughing.
Sidebar. Have you ever, I used to do this sometimes back in the day, being on the phone with someone, like cell phone, still had the flip phone, and I'd be like, hold on. Instead of carrying the phone with me, I would like put the phone down and like walk to another room and do whatever I had to do with the cell phone.
I did that all the time. And then come back to the phone like, you still there?
Right. Or sometimes if someone was talking too much, it wouldn't let me get a word in. Like, let's say you're just, maybe not a story, but just you had back to back to back. I would put the phone down.
Right.
And put it on speaker and then go to another room and do whatever I had to do. And if you were still, I could still hear you.
Right.
See if you were talking, whatever.
Like, if you paused to give me a chance to speak.
Yeah.
Fuck hole. Like, what the hell? You rude, imaginary person that we just made up. How dare you? Oh, guys. Oh, my God. So,
put a pin in it.
It's the watch, guys. Yay! So just imagine that.
You have to give the backstory just in case.
Okay, so just in case you missed the story. So this watch is over 20 years old. Now, I had this watch when I was a freshman in high school. And I used to sit next to this kid named Quatrin Hill. And he was the son of a former Dolphins football player. And he was in my gifted classes, really smart, really nerdy, really, really weird. However, he was also a jock and a really good one. Like, he played for our junior varsity team, and I was incorrect. He was a running back. He wasn't a quarterback. So I was right the first time when I said he was catching balls, because I was like, what did he do? I remembered him playing both positions. And he might have played both positions, but I know when he got to college, he played running back. But anywho, I digress. So I'm sitting in class with him with this Elmo watch, and it has of course the little timer, like to adjust the time. It has that button, or knob, and then there's another button. So he's like, oh, you have a cool watch. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. And he's like, so he notices, of course, the knob for you to be able to change the time, and then he sees his button. He was like, what does that do? And I'm like, oh, well, it plays the Sesame Street song. So he presses it in the middle of biology class, and my professor's like, well, what's that noise? And this is freshman high school. So it stops. And the thing is, you guys heard how long it plays. I cannot turn it off. Once it starts, it does not stop. So he presses it. It goes off again in the class. And the teacher's like, what is that? And then he presses it again. And now my teacher's like, Mr. Rico's like, I don't know who's playing those games, but you better stop before I find out who it is and send you to IS.
What is IS?
Internal suspension.
First of all, you're drunk with power, teacher.
Chill out, Mr. Rico.
Chill out.
I mean, I love Mr. Rico. He was like, stop the bullshit. Anywho, so he does it again and again and again until I had to physically take the watch off of my wrist and put it into my backpack.
Ciao.
And that was Quatrim Hill. And like I said, he was very smart. He graduated college with a 4.3. High school with a 4.3.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Y'all was at one of them schools.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Please. And his GPA wasn't even the highest GPA. What? That was... I went to school with him freshman year. I went to a different school for 10th, 11th, and 12th. Mm-hmm. And my valedictorian had a 6.1.
Okay, I don't want to hear about this. What? This is a...
Yeah.
When you are registering GPAs along on the Richter scale.
Right.
That's when shit is getting out of hand.
Yes.
Y'all are just giving out these grades.
And then the salutatorian, she had a 5.9.
No.
Yeah.
Just give them a job.
My friend Debbie, who was a valedictorian of high school, she graduated 6.1 as well. Wow. And Debbie... She was such a goofball.
Yeah?
She was. And then one day I saw like a side of her where I didn't know she was, I mean, she got, of course we all got good grades, but I didn't know that she was like really crazy about getting good grades. Mm. And so one time she got a C on a project and Debbie flipped out. And I was like, oh my God. And they're like, oh, you didn't know how Debbie was? And I was like, no. We're all getting A's in class, so what's the big fucking deal? And they're like, Debbie totally freaks whenever she gets anything less than an A.
Well.
And she got a C on this project, and she was like, I worked all night, and I did this, and like, her face was turning red. I mean, she's totally lost it.
Debbie sounds like a girl who's need some weed.
Debbie. But that's what Debbie does now.
Really?
Yes, Debbie... Debbie graduated 6.1 in high school and then went off to Las Vegas, got pregnant in college, then married the father of the child. They eloped, not even married. Like, I'm like, this is the same, like, Debbie who was, like, so rigid about grades. But then again, remember I told you she was a complete goofball. She was so funny. So it was like seeing Jekyll and Hyde for real because
wow.
I couldn't believe that someone who was capable of having such a great sense of humor would be the kind of person who would freak out over grades.
Yeah.
It just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Normally class clowns just get shitty grades.
And Debbie was a clown.
Hmm.
She was so funny. She is funny.
Okay.
I mean, we used to be cracking up in class at Debbie. Debbie is funny. Like, just not just in jokes that she's telling, but, like, just her personal situation.
Yeah.
That happened. Kind of like with Melissa. Like,
yeah.
The way that we, like, you know, just things that are happening in her life. Like, your life is a joke. Debbie's life was a joke for the most part. But don't let her get anything less than an A on anything, and she will lose it.
I wonder how she is with the kids then.
I don't know.
Shout out to Debbie.
Well, now she's completely different. Like, she went out to Las Vegas to go to law school, of course. I don't know if that happened. I really don't know what she was doing, she became a teacher. She became a teacher. And, yeah, got pregnant while she was in college. Then when her son... Actually, she had two babies before she got married. Then they got married, and... or eloped. They mm-hmm. didn't even tell anybody. Hmm. They were like, hi, we, like, her Facebook post was like, we eloped. And everyone's like, what? And you know how, like, at that time, which I didn't know, but Facebook was doing the algorithm thing. So, like, big announcements were always continuously showing. And I was like, damn. And so, like, thousands of people had commented on that post.
Dang.
Because she was a popular person, funny, but very crazy about her grades. 6.1. But that's because they took all AP classes, like all of their core classes, math, science, English, everything was AP. So that's how you can get those extra points.
Interesting.
Yes. I always have these stories for y'all. Y'all be just letting me talk.
My gosh, though. 6.1.
Yeah. Quatrain graduated with 4.3. And the only reason why, if Quatrain wasn't in football, he would have taken more AP classes, more difficult classes. Uh-huh. Because it's a lot, though, to be in football and taking all AP classes. Because he definitely could have been our valedictorian. He was extremely smart. Extremely smart.
Debbie wouldn't have liked that. I mean, well, shit, she didn't make valedictorian either.
She did.
Oh, wait, Debbie did. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said another girl.
No. Debbie did make it. There was a guy at my high school, valedictorian. He got a 6.1. Okay. Me and Debbie went to a different high school.
Okay, got it.
I knew her from middle school. Yeah. And she also had a 6.1. And that was the thing. Like, things like that got around. Like, oh, the valedictorian at Edison High, which is like the ghetto hood, don't nobody teach anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, she's graduated with 5.3. And we're like, who cares? That shit's probably like a 3.7 at our school. Oh. Like, it was a thing.
It's terrible.
Edison was about to get shut down because they consistently kept getting Fs.
Oh my gosh.
So, fuck you and your 5.3 at Edison. Y'all not learning shit.
Oh, but they try so hard, though.
And they still getting Fs.
Oh, that's not right. It's like Eastside High.
Yes, the curriculum there is not... Look at me now. I'm so smart. I can't even find the words. But the curriculum there just wasn't rigorous in comparison to what other schools, A schools, are doing. That's the reason why they were getting Fs. So when we hear, like, oh, did you, like, because of course she had made the news. They were talking about valedictorians and their GPAs. And we're like, whatever, please. At Edison, she got a 5.3. Who cares? Me and her have the same GPA. She's not going to Harvard.
Oh, man. That is a...
It was a thing. We were such, like, grade snobs. God, I was a real dick in high school.
Aw, at least you can admit it, though.
I mean, I wasn't a dick to, like, my friends. Right, like, right, school, right. But, like, I was definitely snobby. Like, oh, please. That's a shitty school. Whatever. Who cares? My school's better. We have talent. And it's brand new.
Oh, your school is new.
Our school is brand new because there are so many people who live in Miami. And the schools were always overcrowded. So they would always, like, they would have to rezone constantly and build new schools. Hmm. And so my high school actually started off with 9th and 10th grade, and the 10th graders were the oldest ones there. And then the next year, it was 9th, 10th, and 11th. So we grew the school. So my class was the first graduating class.
To have all. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we were the first graduating class of the school. And then class of 2002 was the first, like, the ones who graduated, like, they went to the school from 9th. All the way to 12th, because mm-hmm. the 10th graders, we were only there for 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
However, I went there for the magnet, and they had a performing arts magnet, so I went there for that. But it was a regular high school as well, where kids who just lived in the area, who weren't in the magnet, were allowed to go to the school.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so let's get started.
Yeah, even though we've been talking for almost 20 minutes. But we'll make this short and sweet, okay? So this week's topic is weed and women. Bad boys, bad boys. Oh, what you gonna do?
This is New York City, guys.
Man.
this is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Yo, me and my mom were on the phone. Sorry, sidebar again. Me and my mommy were on the phone. And my mom was like, I have heard 5 sirens while I was on the phone with you. And we've been on the phone for 14 minutes. It was, I don't know if they were all going to the same place, but it was very staggered.
Yeah.
It was like every 3 minutes there was another cop car coming. So it was like, my mom's like, what is going on? And I said, that's just New York.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, even in Hollywood, Florida, where there's a bunch of old people dying and kicking the bucket every day, you don't hear sirens like that.
These sirens, it's just like, I don't even notice them sometimes.
That's the thing. That frightens me that we're becoming desensitized to the sound of the
siren. Yeah, it's just like they're all the time.
Because they're happening all the time. It's now ambient noise to us.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
Yeah.
And that it makes sense why the people don't move out of the way, because they don't hear it anymore.
That does make sense.
They need to change up the siren horns.
Something.
Because people are not hearing them anymore, because now that's just a part of their
everyday
outside noises. Mm-hmm. Just the same way that they would ignore a bird chirping.
Right. Oh my gosh.
That's what sirens are here now. It's mad weird and excessive.
Just all the freaking time.
New York is always on alert. New York City is all state of emergency all the time. Ooh, everybody relax. Have a brownie. The city of New York.
Relax yourself.
Yes, relax yourself. So yes, we're talking about weed and women. Women are awesome.
Like, we're magical. Oh, that is a thing. That Black is a thing. Black girl magic.
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 Magic sounds exactly how it is.
Yes.
Magic.
Wow. You can't think. Well, maybe you could. But magic, it just, like when I say the word magic, I can hear the chimes and the glitter,
you see the stars and the sparkles
and the stars, like, and that's what women are. We are that.
We embody it. Totally.
Yeah. We grow things. Things grow inside of us. Human beings. We give life.
We give life. I'm already thinking about lemonade again.
Man! We can't get enough of this album.
What was that line? I gave you life.
I gave you life. Try that shit again. You gonna lose your wife. Yes, Beyonce. Okay,
she doesn't smoke weed that we know of.
Not that we know of. But she definitely awakened something in us.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
Yes.
But yeah, weed and women, though. You know, we cultivate, we grow things. And it was definitely a part of our history that, you know, women were healers and also, you know, herbalists, horticulturalists.
Yes.
Giving home remedies and things like that. However, you know, with this patriarchal society where, you know, men run religion and they run medicine, they were able to basically run the women out as far as being healers spiritually and, you know, physically by using herbs like cannabis, that these roles were taken away from us. So, like, these women were seen as, like, witches, you know, or not qualified.
Isn't that funny how it goes?
Yeah, right.
All of a sudden you want to steal from people and now they're witches.
Right, exactly. Because now, you know, when you're given cannabis, like, that's something that can help cure it. And when you cure the disease, there's no need for you to continually take pills. Because, like, bro, they have pills now where they say HIV is virtually undetected.
Right.
When the person takes this pill, that you can't detect that they have HIV. But you can't cure it?
Something's not.
You can give me a pill to mask it, but not cure it. And so that's why they get rid of women in these, you know, roles and stuff like that. However, we're coming back.
Yes.
Especially now that weed is, like, now being largely accepted by everyone.
It's almost in half of the country that medical marijuana is legal.
Yeah, yeah. And just to, you know, talk a little bit more about, you know, just giving you, like, a little brief history of women and them growing weed and being weed farmers and using the herb to help people. The people at Vice, they spoke to these female weed activists who have been activists for weed for over 25 years. They spoke to Ellen Comp and they asked her, how did she get personally connected to weed? And she'd said that her sorority sister actually introduced her to it. And then, and her mission was to get her high. So she tried it a couple of times and she didn't feel it or didn't realize she was high. And then once she finally did, she was like, oh, is that all that it is? And she was expecting like to feel like she would when she was drunk or whatever. And so, she was smoking it, whatever. However, she didn't become an activist until after she read The Emperor Wears No Clothes by Jack Herer, who is a very notable person in weed and marijuana.
Yeah, he's like the godfather.
Exactly. He's the weed father. Yeah. Is there the ganja father?
Ah.
There we go. I was looking for a G word. Godfather, ganja father.
You got it.
I got it. Took me a while. The woods were burning, finally. So yeah, and there's even like a strain named after him, which we've had, and it was good.
It was great.
So she read that book, and after staying up all night and verifying the things that were in the book, she became an activist overnight, and she's never stopped, and that was 25 years ago. And they asked her if she found marijuana activism to be male-dominated at the time, and she said that, there were few women involved, and she was always perplexed by that, and she always tried to get more women to speak up. One reason that women weren't speaking up was because if they were found out to be smoking weed, it interfered with their parental rights. The courts would, strip them of their parental rights and take them away and give them to Child Protective Services if they found out that they had, that they were smoking weed. And she said that it never occurred to her that at the time they'd want to organize into their own groups like Normal, Women's Alliance, and Women Grow. But of course, those organizations have now taken off like a rocket, and she thinks that it's really great to see. They also talked about, what are the medical benefits, or are there any more benefits that are, they affect women more than they do for men?
Mm-hmm.
And she said menstrual cramps.
Uh-huh.
Since this goes back to Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria was smoking weed, y'all.
Ciao.
So, to stop her menstrual cramps. And, yeah, so, women have been doing that since 3000 BC.
Yes.
We've been doing this. And it wasn't until about 1000 BC where that's when they started to criminalize women for being herbalists and, calling them witches and saying that they were doing witchcraft and things like that. And so they also asked her if she had a particular female cannabis enthusiast. Whose story spoke to her, and she said the author Isaac Dinneson, who was also known as Karen Blixen, so her pen name or pseudonym is Isaac Dinneson, and she said that she really inspires her, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Out of Africa, but Meryl Streep was in it. She was playing Karen Blixen. It was a story about her life when she ran a coffee shop in Kenya. She was a great fan of the Baudelaire and enthusiastically followed his example in experimenting with hashish. Timothy Leary, Aldous Huxley, Arthur Miller, Marilyn Monroe, Orson Welles, they all courted Karen Blixen's attention, and she was a giant. And so this is somebody that really inspires Ellen Comp, and she inspires me too, shit, as a stiletto stoner.
Yeah. A lot of authors liked her.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. And Marilyn Monroe was married to Arthur Miller, so that makes sense, too. That
totally makes sense.
That she would be into her. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So we've been doing this for a long time. And, we're taking it back, not being, or being free and being happy about it. Like, it's not a male thing to get high. It's not. Like, no one says that drinking alcohol is for men.
Right, no.
You know, and so, like, because, you know, sometimes they're like, oh, you're a girl and you smoke weed. And it's like, I'm a human that smokes weed.
Right,
like,
hello.
What the fuck?
This, didn't know, it wasn't allowed.
Get real. So, I really liked learning about how far back we, you know, we've been doing this for. I mean, I kind of knew it because, like, you know, it's funny to me that the medical field is such a male-dominated field, aside from nursing, when women are just naturally nurturing.
Right.
So it's always funny to me. And I also feel that I think that women are good at telling, at talking to people and engaging people.
Mm-hmm.
And so as far as, like, religion is concerned, when they're telling women that they can't get on the pulpit because they're a woman and this and this and that, and I feel that a woman can have just as much knowledge as a man about Jesus and God and can deliver a message to the flock just as well as a man could. Like, I don't even know how that came about, that a woman could not talk to people. Like, that's crazy to me.
I bet you I know how it came about.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. I'm sure that it came about that if men, you know, were the ones to originally talk about religion and all that type of stuff, I'm sure one woman studied up and thought it was interesting and thought it was good and began to learn more about it than the man. And then the man was just like, oh, wait a second.
You
taking my shine. You know more than me. Witch! She's a witch!
Yeah.
Don't believe her!
Wow.
Don't believe her! I'm sure that's how it went.
That's exactly how it went.
And now this girl looking crazy.
Poor girl.
Because she's smart.
Because she's smart. Because she's smart.
Because she's smart. We all know that happened.
I think that kind of leads us into one of our next topics, actually, about being smart, having a high IQ, and smoking weed.
So, it's been said and researched, this is from Science Daily, that there was a study done with 8,000 Brits from the time they were 5 to the time they were 30, and it was found that their IQs, the people who smoked weed, their IQs were higher than the ones who did not. And it says they tested a variety of drugs within the last year of them being, I guess, from 16 to 30, and men who had high IQs at age 5 were 50% more likely than other men to try ecstasy or speed, and the effect was greater among women. And women with high IQs were twice as likely to smoke weed as other women.
Look at that.
But the study isn't sure why people with high IQs were more likely to try drugs, but they cited research showing that smart people are open to new experiences and are keen on novelty and stimulation. And they also noted that kids with high IQs might be more likely to be bored or bullied at school, either of which could conceivably increase vulnerability to using drugs as an avoidant coping strategy, which totally makes sense.
Totally makes sense. Yeah. So look at that. Smart women are going to be smoking weed. We're more likely to do it.
Yeah.
We have high IQs, okay?
I mean, you know why? Because we know what happens.
Right.
Because we're smart.
Exactly. I must be pretty damn smart because I be getting really high. I'm really smart, guys. Not to brag.
Dumb high, real smart.
Oh, shit! How is that not our tagline? It is... Great.
Right now. We just updated our tagline. Oh,
dumb,
shit. High, real smart.
Damn. That was good.
Dumb, high, real smart.
Dumb, high, munchies. Real smart. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's so good. So good. Well, that's exactly what I am. Dumb, high, real smart. I'm telling you guys the truth. I'm super smart.
Telling you the truth, Rue.
So there is a coalition. We talked about it briefly as far as, like, the history of women and weed, or, you know, back in time, and how Ellen Comp was talking about how now there are a lot of organizations where, you know, like Normal, and also there's Women Grow. And Women Grow is a network for women in the cannabis industry, including fields like medical, brand management, distribution, and cultivation. And so, like, it's a networking site for women to get along, you know, get together with each other.
Yeah.
And, like, that's great.
Well, I mean, we all, first of all, any type of industry that you're in, you're going to need some type of organization where you guys can talk to each other, get together once a year, yeah, or once ever how many years.
Yeah.
So you can talk about the advances in your field, so you get to know other people in your field and the different types of fields that there are. First of all, I did not know that there are this many fields in the marijuana industry.
Right.
Just in general.
Right.
And so to...
Brand management?
Brand management.
Wow.
And there's even more than that, that right, I wouldn't even know that something like this exists for something else.
Right, right.
So, yeah, you need that type of empowerment, uplifting, and companionship, just getting to know each other, because, first of all, marijuana is just, obviously, it's a tricky industry.
Yeah.
And then being a woman in any type of field outside of a woman field, whatever
right,
that is.
Exactly.
Is a tricky industry.
Exactly.
So, even being a woman in a woman industry is tricky because you have men telling us what to do with our bodies.
Exactly.
So, it's very cool that something like,
Women Grow,
can come together and be that for women in the cannabis industry.
Yeah, I think this is a really great, and it's so amazing to have, like, a support, mm-hmm, you know, group like this. Because, you know, first of all, the opportunities that women have are much, you know, smaller than there are for men.
Right.
And then when you put in the element of it being an illegal drug in a lot of the states across the United States, so now that population is even smaller, mm-hmm, as far as, like, being a woman entrepreneur and what you're trying to, whatever your business is, mm-hmm, it includes marijuana. So now you're very niche.
Right.
So to have this kind of, you know, setup and this organization where they offer tools to help you grow and to help you network and to help you make your business better, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that these women, you know, they came together and, you know, they want to succeed. Good for them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, this is
Come
really awesome.
On. And it's held in Denver, of course.
Of course.
Because that is the place, because no one's traveling to Alaska.
Right, right. Right.
With your no sunshine self.
Oh my God! we had put a pin in that because we did say that we went back and we went to go watch those videos and it was 11 o'clock at night, and this guy had a whole bunch of bald eagles in his yard, and the sun is bright and
full
shining
beam.
Full beam at 11 p.m.
Insane.
And then I saw the Flipside video, and they said that the sun will come out from 11 to 3, and the rest of the time it's darkness.
Wow.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's the only sun they get during the darkness period.
Like, I don't even want to think about it.
That freaks me out.
I don't even want to think about it.
That freaks me all the way
because
out.
Because I would be tired all the time. What's their suicide rate like?
Probably high, because it's so dark there.
My gosh. But anywho.
Yes.
Yeah, so
taking that pin out.
It's held in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And they have panels such as women creating cannabis products for women.
Yes.
Which kind of like ties into what we talked about a couple of shows ago with Whoopi Goldberg, who is creating products for marijuana based like creams and
right,
ointments and all the other type
right,
of stuff.
And tinctures.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are great. And like I said, and you know, in the show when we talked about it, like I like the fact that she is giving it to them in an option where they don't have to get high, but they get to reap the benefits
yes,
of the marijuana.
Right, because I'm sure some people just don't want to get high.
Right.
Sometimes you don't want to.
And sometimes you don't want to. And sometimes maybe that's just not your thing, getting high.
Right.
Maybe you're high off life and you
right,
don't need any extra.
Maybe you just don't
help.
Like to smoke.
You don't like to smoke. Or you just like to have complete control over your body.
There you go.
But you would like to not have cramps.
We want to do something the natural way.
Right. You're homeopathic.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Great for you.
Yeah. I'll smoke it. Or eat it. That's what she said. That's what he said. Oh my god, what's going on in this bedroom? People are so nasty.
They got the munchies.
Yo, you know, that's the crazy thing about edibles. Like, edibles, they make them taste so good.
Why do they do that?
Like, mad delicious. And I'm like, okay, I'm only supposed to eat half, but it tasted so good. And now I've got the munchies. I want to eat more of this. Why are you doing this to me?
Why?
This is wicked. This is a sick, sick joke.
We see your games, you wicked games.
Yes. But on the coattails of Whoopi Goldberg, she's famous, and she's a woman who has admitted that she...
Who's Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Who was that? she was in...
JK.
But yes.
Mom's age girl.
Oh my gosh. So, Whoopi Goldberg, yes, we know that she is a stiletto stoner.
Proud advocate.
Yes.
For the marijuana.
Yes. Maya Angelou.
Say what?
Maya Angelou was token, okay? And she said that she settled into a job as a waitress and began smoking marijuana with abandon.
Can you imagine? And I took a toke.
Yeah!
As the bird flew on my shoulder. And I swallowed the smoke until it filled my lungs.
Ooh.
I wonder if she ever wrote a poem about it.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did.
Clearly not like that.
I'm sure she did. I'll let you take this.
And answer. Still I rise.
And still I rise. She's talking, that's what she's talking about. She was getting high.
So, oh gosh.
Are you ready for the next one? This one was your favorite.
This was my favorite. Okay, y'all. So, one that I was super surprised at was Oprah.
Oprah!
Oprah! She admitted to smoking weed before. Can y'all believe it?
Oprah!
Can you believe it? So, this is from Hello Beautiful, and she said that she hasn't smoked weed since 1982. But on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, since he is a proud pothead, he suggested that they hang out after the show and take a little toke. And she laughed and she said, I hear it's gotten better. Just knowing that Oprah, the big O, was making smoke rings into a big O is shocking.
And it's shocking.
She's cooler now in my book.
Oh my god. She's so cooler. Much cooler.
She's cooler. Because, I mean, there's no one that can say that Oprah is not successful.
Right.
There's no one that can say that Oprah hasn't been successful since she was 16.
No one.
No one.
And she smoked weed.
And she's the most powerful woman in America. Hello.
Does anybody have something to say?
Hello, magazines. Own network. And it's called Own.
She has her own TV network.
Her initials are Own and it's the Own network.
Oh my god.
What? Network. What would you even do with your own network?
I don't even know. And I love TV so much. I have no idea.
Insane. But yeah, Oprah smoked weed. Who else?
Paris Hilton, duh. Kirsten
That's
Dunst.
That's hot.
Madonna, Cameron Diaz.
All right. I mean, she's all about the health, too.
Yes. And Cameron Diaz said that she was sure that she bought weed from Snoop Dogg before because he used to deal at her high school. They actually went to the same high school.
They went to school in Long Beach.
In Long Beach. How cute.
That's very cute.
Miley Cyrus, duh. This one I like. Martha Stewart.
Ah, she's the white Oprah.
Oh my god. I love it.
They know a thing or two.
They do.
They know a thing or two.
Oh, I know. You know what?
Look what she said though. What did she say?
She said, so Martha admitted to Andy Cohen. Apparently people love telling Andy secrets.
He likes to get it out of people because he probably knows that the weed bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
So, he asked her on Watch What Happens Live, and she said, of course I know how to roll a joint.
Okay, girl.
Solange.
I would love to see her tutorial. Ooh. I would to see a little spread. I'm a sure Martha
Stewart. It would be so cute. So
pretty. Oh, just my God. Just like the color of that bag. Just like the color of your bag.
Yes. With her perfectly manicured hands.
Yo. Oh, my gosh. Martha, if you're listening, this isn't for us. This is for you. You need to come out with your own line of marijuana products, your own rolling papers, your own grinder, your own munchies, your own snacks.
Oh, recipes. My God.
Martha,
please.
Are you listening? We're going to send this to you.
Please.
We're going to send this to you. Don't think we're weird.
Martha
this
Stewart.
This is for you.
Please.
Please. I would love it. I wouldn't be able to do it the justice.
Martha Stewart, that she home living, like weed section. What?
Come on.
Home living.
Come on.
And then I will definitely watch your YouTube videos with you rolling the weed in your perfect paper.
Ways to make it smell better. We talked about using those other, herbs, like the lavender and catnip to make it smell better. But I'm sure she would have these other concoctions. She would be the one to pair things.
Yes.
Find out the different pairings
for
it.
What kind of wines and
stuff. Come on, Mark. Come through, Martha.
Martha, please.
Come through.
That's really good. That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea.
Solange, yes. I would love to smoke weed with Solange.
Oh my God, I bet you she's so much fun.
I feel like she'd be fun, but at the same time annoying. Like, at certain points that she was smoking weed, she might have to, like, vibe off in the corner when we're all, like, talking, conversing. Even though we would understand because it's like, oh, she vibing right now, but it's like, come on back.
Right.
Come on back for a second.
Yeah.
But I would like to smoke weed.
I also feel that she might be over the top when everybody else is chill. Like, she would always just be the opposite.
I see that. I see it.
It would always be the opposite. No matter if we chilling, we just, like, vibing, she'd be the one who'd be, like, talking. You're like, bro, could you relax?
Just a second. Now that I like Beyonce again, I would smoke with her.
Hell yeah.
I would smoke with her.
Hell yeah. Eyes are...
Especially after finally watching the Feeling Myself video today, because it's so cute, and she seemed like she was actually having
fun. Exactly, and laughing and having a good time.
Because at first I remember watching like the party video and be like, oh, this is cute. I've never seen her like, you know, have fun. But Feeling Myself, that was for real.
She was having fun.
She was having for real fun. So yes, I would like to smoke with her. Then all of
them. Yes.
Kelly can stay home. No offense.
No offense. But you're good.
Michelle can come.
I'd love to see her Christian self smoking weed. I bet you she'd just be a barrel of laughs.
All you gotta say was to say what you want. I don't mean to hurt and I could just move on.
I don't know what's happening.
That was a favorite song.
I know.
I always think of her in her verses.
Yes. What else is there to think of her in? She didn't really talk much.
I wish I knew her gospel songs at least. Mm. When Jesus said no, or whatever.
I'd love to smoke her. Amanda Bynes.
Her crazy ass, yes.
Duh. Lady Gaga.
I would smoke with her.
Me too. Rihanna.
Hello.
Duh, we know Rihanna so sweet.
Come on.
And yeah, and Whoopi Goldberg. These are some famous ladies taking the tokes.
All right now.
Famous ladies.
Famous ladies.
I think Bette Midler smokes weed.
Her nickname is Bathhouse Betty, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on now.
God, I feel like she'd be so much fun to hang out with.
I freaking love Bette Midler.
What? So do I.
So funny. So, first of all, she's a legend.
A legend.
She's a legend.
She's the wind beneath my wings.
Aww.
She is, like.
That was cute.
Thanks. But, like, I love that song. No, yeah. If that song comes on, I'm like swooning, like, oh my God.
Right? Especially the fly.
Yes. And then First Wives Club. The Witches. Everything Bette Midler has done.
One of my favorite movies, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, it's a shitty movie. I don't know if it was shitty at this time. Big Business.
Oh my God.
It had Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin. Yes. Like, could you even get any better?
Could you get any better? Could you
get any better than that? No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. I mean, well, you got First Wives Club. Yes.
Yes.
It gets better.
It does get better.
It gets better.
And then the movie with, I forgot the name of the witches movie. I don't know why. I can't remember it now. But Sarah Michelle Parker. Sarah, whatever. Hocus Jessica Parker. Hocus Pocus. There we go. I love Beaches. That movie. Yeah. Hello. Hello. Look. And Bette Midler. I know she smokes.
She has to. Come on, auntie.
Come on, auntie.
Come on. We love you.
Monique, you said that she smokes. She talks about it in her comedy.
Monique, bit, yeah. Right? Monique. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, what other black actresses and you think smoke?
Taraji.
Taraji definitely smokes. She definitely smokes.
Let's see. Vivica.
Ooh, yeah.
I would love to smoke with Vivica.
Me too.
Vivica is a stick. She's a riot.
Yes.
She's so funny.
Yes.
Who else would I think?
You think Regina King smokes? Mm-mm. Regina Hall.
Yeah. You know, actually, maybe Regina King does because she's a smart woman.
But after that Watch What Happens Live, when they were all sauce.
Oh, girl.
I think she do.
Her and Jackass.
Yes. I think she do.
I forgot about that.
But why do they look like they're the same age? Brenda was so young on 227.
Word.
How?
Word. What's going on?
What's happening? Not to say that Regina King looks back, she looks great.
Yeah.
But Jack A looks great too. She looks
amazing.
But, you know,
Kim Whitley's twin.
You sitting them next to each other, I'm like, okay, she's 45, the other one's 49. Like, and we know that she's that's not their age. 60s. She's in her 60s.
She's in her 60s.
And she looks phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
But that episode of Watch What Happens Live.
One of the best.
Woo!
So good.
Does anybody have that on YouTube? Because I might want to watch that tonight.
We clearly love Watch What Happens Live.
Love and it.
This is the third time that Andy Cohen has been mentioned in Watch What Happens Live.
I have a picture with him.
Because he went to his book signing.
Yeah, went to his book signing.
Yeah.
I love Andy.
He's great.
I love
him.
He's
so funny. I would love to hang out with him one day.
Oh, my God. Mm. I bet you he's a... He... Not bet. I know. He's buckets of fun. But, yeah. So, I do think I might... she might smoke weed.
Okay. Regina King. Anyone else you think? If we can think of at the top of our...
The person who I feel like a lot of people think that she wouldn't, but she does, Vanessa Williams.
Okay.
And I feel like that because she was able to be on Broad City.
True.
Stick in the Muds would never be able to be on that show and deliver the comedic lines that she did the way that she did. She gotta smoke weed.
First of all, she's another one who's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Ugly Betty.
Oh my, Wilhelmina, please.
One of the greatest characters on TV that has ever graced a TV screen.
Oh my God.
She's great.
Amazing.
Like, did she get an Emmy for her role?
I don't even know if that show... Did that show ever get nominated for anything?
Not sure.
Yeah, me neither.
It was
such a good show, though.
Yeah. But, yes. I can see it.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Yes. So I feel like a lot of people might think that she wouldn't do it, but she does.
Right.
She gets down with
it. You know, and I kind of got that, too, because she was on Oprah's Masterclass. Mm-hmm. And watching her Masterclass, she just seemed a lot... more laid back than I thought. Just watching that in general.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That does make sense, too.
Who else? Anybody else you think?
Let's see. I can't think of any more.
Me neither.
Right now.
Shoot, I had somebody. I can't think of anybody else either.
Okay.
Tyra Banks.
No, I don't think she does. Nor would I ever want to see her high.
No. Ugh, she's probably so fucking annoying, high.
Annoying, paranoid.
Yeah. Like, dude, just relax. What's that?
Are you guys... I'm so... Okay.
Am I high right now? I don't know. Am I? What's going on? Why are you moving so slow? Like, girl,
if you don't sit your ass down.
Fuck out of here.
Sit down and grow up.
Oh, dumb high, real smart. That's famous.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it.
Thank you for saying
it. Oh,
it's amazing.
You know what? It was a team effort.
Yes.
It was a team effort because I did not look for the IQ. So there you go. When I say boom, 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 you say bam, bam, bam. No pause in between. Come on, let's jam. I just love quoting Crap for the Rapper.
Oh my God.
Wow. That might be it, though, for our show.
Yes, I think that is it. It's a good ending.
To end it. Yes. We're going to shut it down.
Shut it down.
Down.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can find us on Twitter at PLD Podcast. And you can find us on Podbean, right?
Yeah, you can find us on Podbean. We are, our site is potluckdinner.podbean.com. And you can find us on iTunes if you search for Potluck Dinner.
Yes! Okay, she might be getting her Nicki Minaj on. I love it. I love it. Well, that is it. We will see you later.
Bye.